The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's pre-game here at Brayhead Arena as Brayhead Clan get ready to take on the Cardiff Devils. Here to get his pre-game thoughts is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, first of all, Cardiff, tough game, league leaders, fancying the chances tonight?
Yeah, obviously they're good. They're in first place for a reason. We've had success against them recently in Cardiff, and we're a confident bunch playing them, but it's going to be a good game.
Now, you've decided to go with Travis Fullerton in goal tonight instead of Gary Russell, who's played the last three games. How come that is?
It didn't really matter the result last night. We were always going to go back with Travis. Four games in six nights is a lot for the guys and a lot for a goalie. And you know, when you got two guys at your disposal, it just makes sense to use Travis here. Russie's hasn't seen a lot of action, and then has seen a lot in a short amount of time. So we made that decision before the Fife game, and the guys knew, the goalies knew, and. And I think Rusty was probably a little tired and happy, so he did a great job for us, and his scoreline was no fault of his own last night.
Now Chris Holt's gone away for a couple of weeks. That news was announced last night. What's the latest with Zach Sullivan? He's the other player that's out injured at the moment. Can you give an update on him?
Obviously Zach should be back next week. He's these concussions, you gotta be patient, and you gotta make sure that guys are 110% before they come back. Zach's a young kid, so we didn't feel the urge to rush him back. We want to make sure that he is medically cleared and ready to go. We're not bringing him back at 90% just to have it happen. He's too young, and you can never be too careful with when it comes to head injuries. But we are definitely on the right path. He's working out. He's skated a couple times. He's headache free. He'll get a week of training. He'll get a week of training in, and every day we'll push him to full contact by Thursday, Friday. And if he's coming out of that fine, then there's every chance that he'll play next weekend.
Final question, Fife Flyers game from last night, still in the memory, 5-2, defeat disappointing. Of course, you'll be looking for a big reaction tonight off the guys. Have you said as much to them in the locker room?
Yeah, like you said, we got a group here that knows we didn't capitalize, and we had an opportunity to keep climbing, and we didn't last night. But at the end of the day, we also know that this is our fourth game in six nights, and just because you want to go out there and do it, we got to be smart. We got some beat up bodies. We got some tired legs, so we got to be smart here tonight. But we're gonna empty the tank here and grind out a result, and use our fans and as motivation to get out there and push it through. But it's been a long run. It's been a long Christmas run, and this is kind of the end of it here before we get back to normality with the break in between games here. But we want to put a good show on here. We said this is a playoff mentality game. We got to treat it as a one-off. We don't get another crack at these guys. This is it. This is our fourth game against them, and we don't get any other opportunities to take points. So we got to make sure that we come out and take care of business in our own rink and cap off a decent weekend here.
Thanks so much, Ryan. Best of luck.
Thank you.